Welcome to Fit Chicks Chat, brought to you by Fit Chicks Academy, where we are dedicated to teaching you all about fitness, nutrition, and wellness, as well as how to build an incredibly successful business using our proven techniques and systems designed to get you certified, confident, successful, and get you results for yourself, your business, as well as your clients. Now, if you've ever wondered, how can I be successful as a coach? Where do I find my first client? How do I even build a business? Where do I begin? I want you to make sure to listen to the end of each episode so that you can hear inspiring stories from our graduates of the Fit Chicks Academy and hear how they signed their first clients, how they built their business of their dreams and paid back their tuition just weeks after graduating, and how all of this is possible for you too. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Fit Chicks Chat. My name is Amanda Quinn.
And my name's Laura Jackson.
And on today's podcast, we're talking about one of the biggest things that usually prevents people from getting their fitness on. And that is, I have no time to work out. Laura, as a coach, how many times have you heard people say, you know what, I really want to get involved. I really want to get started again. Or I really just want to fit this into my day, but I just don't have the time.
Yeah. It's like, what? It's probably the number one thing that stands in the way. But it's one of the number one thoughts that people have of the reasons why they can't work out.
I think so too. And I think that, you know, whenever I think about the reason, I think it's because people believe that in order to work out, they have to go to a gym and work out for an hour minimum in order to make it worth it, or in order to make it so that it's like equivalent to a proper workout. Like, I think that we have it so stuck in our brains. I can't remember who it was that said this to us, but years ago, someone told us, they're like, the reason why people believe that is because gyms pay trainers per hour. And so they've made classes and workouts and personal training sessions 1 hour because they want to pay their coaches for that hour. Do you remember who it was that told us that? I can't remember.
I remember that. Yeah. It's basically based on like scheduling, because it's easier for a gym or a fitness studio to schedule things by the hour. Yeah. So then over time, it's kind of like the whole thing of like with cereal, right? Or, with breakfast being the most important meal of the day. That was actually Kellogg's created that as a marketing slogan, but we repeated it so many times that we took that as like, this is actually truth. Right. Yeah. So it's like, everyone thinks, oh, I have to eat breakfast. I have to eat it between X times. And that's just because we've heard it so many times. We just take it as, oh, that's like what I should be doing. It's the same thing with working out. But I also think, when it comes to the whole time thing, I think we just don't realize also, I think it's what you said, but I also think we just don't realize how to actually plan our time correctly in a way that works for us. So a lot of times we're in overwhelm, right? And we're thinking, I don't have time. I don't have time, because we don't know what to do. So if we had a plan in advance, and I know it doesn't sound sexy and it sounds kind of boring, but if you decide in advance what you're going to do, what time you're going to do it during the day and when you're going to do it, it's so much easier to find the time to do it. It's when you're in the moment trying to like, oh, I'm going to work out today. And then the day is over and you're like, oh, but I had no time to work out. Instead of you leading your day and being like, I'm working out today at 3:00. And it's like, you know what I mean? Like, there's just a way also to use your brain to work to your advantage as well.
Well, it's funny. That's actually that was going to be our bonus point. So we'll start with the bonus, because we have three things that you can do to start adding workouts in and making them fit into your day a little bit better. But that was actually one of my bonus ones, was about the whole scheduling thing. So, but I do think it's probably the most important one to talk about. So we can talk about it in the beginning. And I agree with that. I think you have to put it into your day. You have to schedule it, and you have to say, like, this is my commitment to myself. Just the same way that you would commit to, you know, going to a dentist appointment or going to get your haircut or your lunch hour or getting a deadline into your boss or whatever it is,
or taking your kids, like, you know, doing something with your kids, like gymnastics with your kids or dinner with your kids. Like, it's the same thing.
Yeah. It has to be treated in the same way, because you matter just as much as all of those other activities. And I think we have to remind ourselves of that sometimes. So definitely scheduling it is like one of the key sort of bonus sort of opportunities that you want to think about, is like, I have to put this into my day. If I want to make it happen, I can't just fly by the seat of my pants and hope that it happens. I have to plan for it to happen.
So, and I want to even next level that. I'd like to even offer, like, plan your week in advance.
Of course.
Our brain, we are so exhausted with decision fatigue especially when it comes to our health goals, the more decisions you have to make, the less likely you're going to achieve your goal, the less likely you're going to do the things, right? So if you make it as easy as possible for yourself by saying, okay, it's Sunday night, I'm just thinking about my week. What I'm going to do is work out Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I'm going to work out at 3 o'clock and I'm going to do 30 minutes. And then it's just, you've made that decision. So then you don't have to make another decision on Monday about Tuesday and Tuesday about Wednesday. And that's how we get exhausted. And that's how, when we feel like working out, exercising, eating healthy is not for us, or it's really overwhelming, is because we're making that decision over and over and over again. Because really getting to your healthy goal is just a series of decisions. You just keep making a good decision versus one that's not in line with your goals over and over and over again, right?
Totally.
So it's like the less decisions we have to make, the more likely we are to do them, which is something that I found so fascinating in my life. Because when I stopped feeling like working out, or thinking that working out was like to lose weight, or was just, you know, like something I had to do, and it became part of who I am, and I always worked out in the morning at the same time every day, it just became effortless because it was just built into me, as opposed to being something that was on my calendar. But at first you have to get it on your schedule, because you'll never get to that other place if you don't build up the habit.
For sure. It has to be something that you do consistently over and over again as part of like building, learning that new habit to make it become a habit. For sure.
100%.
Okay. So that was like a bonus one. So we'll just say that that's point number one on how you can find the time to make it work out, which is to build it into your daily activities and build it into your week and build it into your schedule so that it just becomes part of your normal activity. And it's a part of the process. The second thing is, I want you to start thinking about small intervals of working out. So this is something that I found really helpful. And this was as a new mom. Like, so when my daughter was born and I had a whole new routine of trying to figure everything out and try to balancing it between working and being a new mom and learning how to be a new mom, and then trying to still eat healthy and meal prep and do all these other things. One of the things I found for myself was the most beneficial was making my workouts and breaking them down into small intervals. So rather than saying again, okay, well, I want to do a workout for half an hour. And then if I was starting my workout and then, you know, my daughter needed me and I had to stop and feeling frustrated, I would break my workout down. So I would just stop the workout and be like, okay, I did 10 minutes of my 30 minutes that I was planning on doing. I'm going to take that other 20 minutes and fit it in like at this point, or when she goes down for a nap or whatever. But that was something for me that allowed for me to still get my workout in without feeling like it all had to be in one shot or else it doesn't count. Right. So it was like taking it into small doses when needed and knowing that I could just pick it up again later on in the day if it was possible for me. I find that intervals too, what they do is a lot of times people think like doing an interval workout is not going to be beneficial, like doing 5 minutes here or 5 minutes there. Every minute counts. And I think that that's the one thing too, that I kept reminding myself of, like, if I do 5 minutes of squats or whatever it is, it's still more than no squats, right? So every little bit counts towards your goals. And it may not be the best workout of the day. It may not be the best workout of your week or whatever, but at least it's something, and it's keeping you in line with your goals, and it's keeping you moving forward towards that, as opposed to just throwing your hands in the air and saying, I'm going to do nothing at all.
Well, and that's something that goes back to the schedule too, right? Like, I really want to encourage you guys to, like, even if you have, let's say, a half an hour workout planned, mm-hmm. and like Amanda said, you could only do 10 minutes of it. Even if you, like, a lot of times what we do is we're like, oh, I can't do the whole 30 minutes, so I'm not going to work out at all.
Exactly.
But if you still keep that commitment to yourself, because half the battle of getting to your goal and reaching your, like, your health goals, your weight loss goals, your muscle building goals, just being healthy in general, is keeping commitments to yourself. Mm-hmm. And what ends up happening is when we don't keep commitments to ourselves, we start to break down that trust that we have in ourselves and then we believe we're a failure, right? It just becomes this like spiral of like, oh, I failed at this workout program, or again, I failed at this diet, or whatever it is, right? Mm-hmm. So even if you can only do the 10 minutes, like Amanda said, like, it's better than nothing, and it doesn't have to be all at once, but still show up for yourself at like 3 o'clock for the 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. Just so you get into the habit of showing up for yourself. Mm-hmm. And again, when you don't have time is just it's a thought, right? Like, we all have 24 hours in a day, right? We all can like choose how we spend a lot of our time throughout the day. And it just becomes, though, a place where like it doesn't feel as hard to get things in. Like, that's what I personally think about time. I know, like, Amanda, you might have a different opinion, but like, I just personally think we make time for the things that we prioritize. And sometimes we have to do it at not the ideal time of day that we want to, but it's just getting, the first thing is just getting into that habit. And that's what will make you more efficient in less time, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. I think that it is, it's about, you know, even if it feels like, you know, oh, but I don't want to get up in the morning. If that is the only block of time that you truly have for yourself, and this is a goal that is really important to you, you have to commit and show up to that time. If it means that you get up 20 minutes earlier, 30 minutes earlier than everybody else in your household, and then that's your sort of time to move your body, then that's when you do it. And eventually it just becomes part of your routine, and it won't feel as like hard or challenging or like it sucks so much, because it just becomes like a part. That's what I do. I get up in the mornings and I try to do yoga every single morning before the rest of my family gets up. And instead of it being like, oh, it's so hard and I don't want to get up, and now I look forward to it. And when I don't do it, I feel the difference between my body and the way I feel and energetically how I feel. So it's a really important like switch that happens, but you have to start somewhere. So even if it is just that 5 minutes, it's the same thing like that I teach when I talk about meditation and things like that too, right? Like, it's all about building the habit, and you can build it slowly, because a little bit is better than nothing. So
yeah. And a little bit of showing up for yourself shows you that you show up for yourself. Right. And that's exactly. Like a lot of it is becoming the person who does the thing. Like that's what I see a lot with our students and our clients, right? It's like the question we get asked a lot in academy, like, how do I motivate my clients to, you know, to want to like keep going or to want to show up for workouts? And it's like, it's not your job to like hold them, like make them come to class. Do you know what I mean? But it's, you've got to start to get them to start to show up for themselves. And like, this is where too, even in the interest of like time blocking, like one thing, even being postpartum, right? The first thing that, sorry, I'm going to cough again. Just give me 1 second.
No problem.
I'm a little bit sick, guys. Sorry. One of the things that that has been huge for me is what I said. Like, so when I think about not having time, the first thing I remind myself is like about, I look at my schedule, I commit to it. And then I always remind myself, I'm not the type of woman who breaks commitments to myself. That's something that's become really important for me. And it's something I've worked on over time. So when I make a commitment to myself, I keep it, which is what we're talking about earlier. So one of the things that has been really helpful for me is even getting, so I have a Peloton. Of course, during the pandemic, like not having access to a gym and all of these things. And I like lifting weights, but even having a Peloton at home, like being postpartum, the thing that's great is they have the option to choose anything from like a 5 minute to like a 90 minute workout, right? Whether it be a cycling workout, a strength training workout, a stretching. So I made sure that I always did something, and I reminded myself, I'm a woman who shows up for my commitments, and I have all of these choices of time. So even if I did have, like Amanda said, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, I'm still going to do it. I'm still going to show up and get my workout in, because that again sets me up for more success tomorrow. The other thing is when you have, even when you do these short little workouts, health again is a series of decisions, right? So it ends up being like the compound effect of those 5 minutes strung together over months and years and whatever add up to something big and amazing. So even though in the moment you think, well, what could 5 or 10 minutes or 15 minutes really do? But if you have like a hit timer on your phone and you do a 5 minute, like a minute of pushups, a minute of jump squats, a minute of walking lunges, a minute of a plank, and a minute of
running in place,
that 5 minutes right there, those are like, that's a total body workout. And again, you've created this, you're stepping into this person who does the thing, which is, again, that's the most important thing. So don't, like that strung together, that it will eventually add up to bigger results.
Exactly. Like don't, and that's sort of what I was trying to say in the beginning. So thank you for reframing it, because I think that was the thing for me, was like, I would just sometimes do 10 minutes of my workout, and then, you know, Maddie would wake up from her nap or whatever. And then I'd be like, okay, you know what? I got 10 minutes done. I'm going to do another 5 minutes later. What I'm cooking, I'm going to do this or whatever. And I would just build it. And then I'm like, okay, by the end of the day, I've done 35 minutes of working out today, like of exercises. And so therefore this. Now, the other thing, so the next point that I want to talk about that kind of adds on to this is what you were saying about intervals. But one of the things that I really fell in love with, and I know you did too, is Tabata training. Mm-hmm. Tabata training is something that is so unique and so different. And, you know, so essentially, for anyone who isn't familiar with Tabata training, we talk about this in our fitness and nutrition expert certification. We teach this a lot because it's a style of HIIT training. So of high intensity intervals, but Tabata training is essentially a 4 minute workout. Like you could in 4 minutes, it can just totally kick your butt, but you have to be working at a high intensity. So it's essentially what you do. The pattern is 4 minutes of 20 seconds on at highest intensity you could possibly hold, 10 second rest, 20 seconds on, 10 second rest. And then it repeats itself for 8 rounds in total, creating that 4 minute interval. Now, I know in your mind, you're probably listening right now and you're like, okay, like I want to try that, but like, is it really going to be beneficial? Is it really going to help me? Is it going to be hard? The answer is yes, 1,000,000% yes, because what happens is you're forcing your body, if you do it correctly and you push yourself at your maximum effort, like we want you like red in the face, breathing through your mouth, not able to like speak kind of thing. You want to be at that super high intensity. And what you're doing is you're forcing your body to have very short recovery periods in that 10 second. So it's constantly just peaking and valleying really, really fast. And in that, you're basically just how do I explain this? Oh my gosh. You're basically just forcing your body to work at such a high intensity level that your recovery period afterwards, your body takes a long time to recover after. And so then therefore it is then when you're still constantly burning. So you're burning, you're using fuel for that recovery process afterwards. So you are essentially doing like, what did they say? What is the stats, Laura, that,
well, they say like, if you are doing 4 minutes high intensity intervals or like a Tabata interval training, your body will burn up to 36 hours after you finish your workout. So we actually I had a question recently from a student and we were talking about, you know, the difference between like, if you're someone who's, let's say in menopause or you're dealing with like a ton of stress and should I be doing interval training? Mm-hmm. Because again, it's like more stressful on the body. So the whole premise of it is that during your workout period, you stress your body out because exercise is the stress of the body. Then because you've pushed it so far outside of its comfort zone in a short period of time that it takes that, you know, you're still burning to recover from that up to 36 hours. But this question was, okay, but if you're, you know, if you're in menopause and you're supposed to keep your stress levels low, your cortisol levels low, this is getting a little hormonal, but is it better then to do like lower intensity longer versus higher intensity shorter? Because obviously high intensity is higher stress on the body, but it's actually what the studies show is high intensity shorter is actually better for everyone versus low intensity longer, because what you're doing, even though you're not working as hard, you're putting your body under stress for a longer period of time. Yeah. So you're not getting the benefits of the 36 hours of extra burn, and you're just stressing your body out for an hour, as opposed to doing like 5, 10, 20 minutes max of high intensity intervals. And then that recovery is burning, at least keeping your metabolism elevated. Mm-hmm. So it's just a look, that's like just a little interesting, more sciencey tidbit. We get into it more in both of our programs in Fitchix Academy, but it's just understanding that you can, if you do put in the work for less amount of time, it actually gives you longer benefits afterwards versus having to spend more time in the moment in the gym and feeling like I don't have time. And then you're not getting these extra benefits afterwards. So it's kind of like, go for the high intensity or the interval training where you're forcing your body to have those peaks and valleys, even if it's not to the 9 out of 10, but let's say it's like a 7 out of 10, you're still going to get the benefits more than just doing that steady state.
For sure. And I think,
and longer.
And one of the things too, I wanted to mention with Tabata that I really love is a lot of times people traditionally think that Tabata just has to be cardio based. It can also be strength based. So like, I like using Tabata for pushups and things like that, where you do 20 seconds of pushups, rest for 10 seconds, 20 seconds on, 20 seconds off. I'm telling you that probably by like round six, my arms are like jello and I cannot, yeah. like, I'm like, I cannot do any more pushups. Like I'm doing them like on the wall. Like that's it. Like I've given up at this point, not given up, but I'm pushing through it because I've got to finish the intervals. But like you, when you are pushing to that maximum effort, that's where you should be. So if you're ever testing this out at home, if you're like, I'm going to try Tabata today. I just heard about it. I learned about it. I'm going to test it. You should be at the point of failure by like round five, round six, like, and that it should be like really hard to push through those if you are pushing at the maximum effort in the very beginning. So by the time you get there, you should be really like, it should be overly challenging, which is a good sign that you are doing it properly. So just keep that in mind as you're doing it so that you don't feel like, oh, I couldn't even finish it at the same level. Like you traditionally shouldn't be able to. So,
and the one thing that I just want to add in too is that if you are doing interval training and you're like looking to have to work out more efficiently in less amount of time, like you're like, oh, I have no time to work out, like what we're talking about today.
Yeah.
Just mentally decide though, before you go into your HIIT workout, if it's going to be 5 minutes or 10 minutes or one round of Tabatas for 4 minutes, whatever it is, that you're going to make this workout like the best workout you've ever had. Mm-hmm. Cause that's one thing I find that a lot of people end up getting stuck. And I know I have in the past, it's those times when you're like, oh, I don't really want to work out. I'm going to do a workout anyways. And then you go into a Tabata and you don't go, like you don't push yourself. So yeah. Just try to remind yourself like, oh my God, this is only 4 minutes. I can go all in for 4 minutes and it's going to be the best workout ever. And then just like get into that headspace because since it's so short, you can, even if you're tired, even if you're like doing it at a weird time on your lunch break, or like when you have a little bit of time between the picking up the kids, like it will just change the level of commitment during the 4 minutes, which then will make that extra afterburn so much better. Mm-hmm. So just go all in for it. And just like, if you think that, it will change the way you show up in your workout.
Agreed. I agree to that 100%. And now the final point that we want to talk about when it comes to, I have no time to work out. So how do I get my movement in, is one of our favorite topics, which is NEAT. NEAT is essentially non-exercise. Oh my gosh.
Activity thermogenesis.
Yes. I don't know why the A always trips me and I have to say it slow, but yes, NEAT is one of our favorite things because NEAT is looking at it from a different lens, looking at movement and saying, it's not just about the time I spend in the gym or the time I spend during that workout, but it's all of the other things that you're doing throughout the day to be active and move your body. Are you driving to the store? Are you walking to the store? Are you parking close? Are you parking far? Are you playing tag with your kids or are you watching them play tag? You know, those kinds of things where they really add up. Right? Just those small extra things that you can start adding into your day. I know we've talked about this on the podcast before. So if you want to dive more into like how the science behind that works, you can go back and check out one of our episodes on NEAT. But it is probably, in my opinion, it is the game changer between reaching your goals because it's no longer just like, okay, I move my body for 30 minutes, then I sit for the rest of the day. It's like, I move my body for 30 minutes, consciously with like these exercises, but then everything else I'm doing is also conscious about how I'm moving my body and getting in my 10,000 steps a day and how I'm getting in all of these extra little things that I'm doing that all add up.
100%. Because it's like, you know, we tend to put so much stress on ourselves to get this workout in and we make that mean so much about it. If we don't do the workout, like if we miss that half an hour workout, we're like, oh my God, I'm a failure. I'm never going to reach my goals. I didn't do my workout. But then we forget that there is 23 hours and a half throughout the rest of the day. We could do a ton of other stuff that like will also complement getting to our goals. Mm-hmm. Also, I always, and I talk about this a lot in our Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Coach certification, this is actually the secret sauce between weight loss maintenance, like maintaining weight loss and gaining weight back. Like one of the secret pieces is teaching your clients to create a mindset of movement because NEAT is what is going to, like, it's not continually having to go and power lift or do a CrossFitting class. It's all of the movement that you do every single day. And again, that has that compound effect that's going to make it so much easier for you to maintain weight loss. Yeah. So just even shifting, like you said, from, you know, I take the elevator to I take the stairs. I park far away. I walk to get coffee instead of driving. If anything's like, I kind of had a rule, if anything's within like a 20-minute distance, I'll walk to it.
Me too. It's funny.
So it's but whereas like, you know, my dad, where he lives, he's like, are you crazy? Just take the car. And I'm like, yeah. It's only 15 minutes to the store. Like,
yeah.
But those little things, carrying your groceries home, like honestly, the amount of extra weight you're carrying, your heart rate's more elevated. Even my son, like strapping him on, he's 8 months. And like, I walk to the store instead of putting him in the stroller, I put him in my pack carrier thing. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like just carrying this, it's like wearing a weighted vest. I was like sweating to death. But you know what I mean? Like these little things that we don't think are extra exercise are all of this calorie burn that's happening outside. That's also testing your body in different ways. So we always want to keep our body, of course, with functional movements, like doing the things in the gym that we would do in our real life or doing the things in our workouts. That's why things like, you know, squatting and lunging and push-ups, like they're functional movements that we need throughout doing our daily activities. Mm-hmm. But just even when we're doing our daily activities, we could think about that as a workout too. Like when I'm climbing the stairs to get to the next floor, I also am doing an amazing workout at the same time.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's a mindset shift between, you know, thinking about like, it has to only be in the gym. That's the only thing that counts, to actually thinking like every little movement that you do, every extra little movement adds up. And that's going back to what you're talking about earlier with the compound effect. It's like, whether it's 5 minutes of a active workout, like a HIIT workout that you're doing at home, if that's all the time that you have to do that, that's cool. But then, you know, if like when my daughter was born, it's like, I would go for walks. I would walk to the store. I purposely do things that force me, you know, to move my body in different ways when I didn't have necessarily a focus time, but I could involve her in that process. That way there, it just allowed for me to be able to continue to move using meat as my tool to be able to help me reach my goals.
Now, the one thing I do want to say before we wrap this up is like, all of these things are amazing, of course, to get workouts in and to, you know what I mean, keeping your exercise going and to eventually get you to your goal. But if you have a specific goal, like let's say you want to lose 30 pounds or you want to build X amount of muscle, you do need to have a program in place. And we have some really cool programs, actually done for you programs that are going to be coming out that help with progressing and moving towards a specific goal. And then you will have to obviously have, like, you can't just work out when you want to work out. And like, there is some more structure to it, which is what we teach in our fitness nutrition expert certification of how to build programming and nutrition to complement fitness and all of these things. But just in general, every single person in the world, what we're talking about today, should start to incorporate things like NEAT, small amounts of interval training. Mm-hmm. And again, not saying it has to be high intensity interval training, but some sort of interval training to challenge your body in different ways. Strength training, the things that are really important to just even long-term health. And I know it sounds so unsexy, but this is something that I've been focusing on a lot more recently, is just how, because my husband's grandmother, she's now 95 and she's like the most sprite. Oh, sorry. No, she's 92. She's the most sprite, active, energetic, lives on her own, swims every day, plays tennis, plays bridge, is out there. And I just find it so fascinating, like watching her. And I'm like, okay, what is different between her and like the way we think of someone should be at 91?
Right.
And the difference is that she has moved her body every single day. She has a saying. She's like, if you don't use it, you lose it. She's like, right. So I'll sit, like, if I sit down, she's like, I'm going to die. Like, that's what she tells me.
Oh my goodness.
And of course, rest and recovery is important, but she makes it, and it's part of who she is. It's so important. She moves every day and she does strength training to maintain muscle and all of these things. So why, even if you do have the 5 minutes to do a Tabata or to do whatever, it's so important. If you have a very specific goal, like you're like, I want to lose 20 pounds, like I said, and you want to achieve that, yes, you need to have a bit more structure. But in general, this is why you've got to make the time.
Yeah.
Right. You've got to create the time, even if it is a short amount of time, because it's the benefit of it over your life is huge.
Amen to that, Laura. Now
let's all live till 92.
Yes. And play tennis. On that note, we're going to wrap up for today. But again, you know, just to recap, so it's schedule it in, look at it from an interval standpoint. You could use Tabatas as a great opportunity to be able to fit in even just 4 minutes of high intensity movement. Focus on NEAT. So focus on actually just moving your body every single day outside of those workouts. So just, again, it's, you know, looking at it from a time block perspective and saying, I can make this happen. I am a priority. This is a priority to me, and I'm going to schedule it in and just start small. If you are someone who's listening right now, and maybe you've never really even thought about this, or you haven't been able to fit this into your life, start small. You don't have to start with 30 minutes. You can start with 10. You can start with, you know, even five. It's really just about beginning the habit and then building from there. So start the process now. And thank you guys so much for listening, and we will see you again next week. Have yourself an amazing week, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Love your body. That's the company name I came up with on my first month of studies with the Fit Chicks Academy doing FNA course. I was thinking to myself, oh my God, this amazing lady is so passionate about what they do, how they do it, helping people, helping women. I really want to do this too. I really do. So in 1 month into my studies, I decided I want to start up my company. Yes, what is it about? It's about loving your body. So loveyourbody.ca was born. What did I start with? Nutrition courses, plus personal trainings, plus group fitness and dancing classes, which I'm so passionate about. Within 2 months, I got my tuition back. 2 months from starting company, I was still studying with Fit Chicks, and I already got my tuition back. I was like, wow, that's incredible. That's really my dream coming true. And I have up to date, I have 100% satisfaction rate amongst my clients. What drives this result so far? We're focusing on the body, mind, and spirit reconnections. This is done via nutrition, exercising, and overall well-being coaching. What I'm offering, we as Love Your Body are offering, are several courses. First, nutrition coaching for weight management. Then we do lifestyle coaching. The goal of this coaching is to have high energy, feel good, know your health and life goals, and most importantly, how to get there and together. 3 months into my business, I was approached to help a person to set up her own business. So I started business coaching, and it turned to be so wonderful and pleasant. And she graduated, started her own business, baking amazing breads. And I was like, oh my God, it all started with Fit Chicks inspiration that put a sparkle on me, that helps me to place a sparkle into others and create their dreams miraculously become reality. So continuing with what I'm doing, the fourth group is group dance and meditation classes of services. So this is the class where we offer re-energizing body, mind, spirit, reconnecting practice. The dances I teach is ballet dance, Latin dance, belly tone, disco dance, plus I always complement it with meditation. Personal training is also done from my side. All of this, I'm so grateful that I signed up with Fit Chicks, simply because all of this is inspired by them. I started with one thing I wanted to do, which was nutrition coaching and personal training, group fitness classes, and now it has evolved so largely into a number of branches, and it's since August 2020, like less than 5 months. I'm incredibly grateful for what I'm doing and for Fit Chicks being so inspiring. Laura, Amanda, Jessica has been such a great bright stars that made the experience of studying with Fit Chicks so easy. And everything that I learned, I am implementing in my day-to-day practices. Besides, I've been looking for something that would have nutrition course, personal training, group fitness training, and I couldn't have even dreamt that it would have a wellness and business part. And it all was there. I was so wowed when I was speaking to Amanda the very first time before we started the course. And I started it, I jumped into this train, and until nowadays I'm very grateful I did that, because that's the spirit that still brings me on and keeps me so motivated to keep on going. Help others in a loving way with a baby steps approach, one step at a time, one day at a time. With love and care, loveyourbody.ca. Anna, have a great day.
Now, if you are ready to get certified today and build the fitness and nutrition business of your dreams, we invite you to join our Fit Chicks Academy upcoming certifications for our Fitness and Nutrition Expert Program, as well as our Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Coaching certifications, so we can help you build a successful business using our proven formula that has helped hundreds of our graduates do the same. Learn more at www.fitchicksacademy.com, and we look forward to welcoming you to the Academy.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.